This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
War. Let's go to war. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, American-made, warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. On this great day, the Supreme Court ruled in our favor again and again and again, including the Muslim travel ban, which is not a Muslim travel ban, because it really isn't about Muslim nations. The Supreme Court just ruled it's about national security. Be among the first 100 callers. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin.
Hold on.
I'm getting it for you. Okay, I just want to make sure I got it. It's sitting in my bowl here. I like to show you how heavy it is. It's a big, giant, heavy coin. It's beautiful. Yeah, I wish you could see it. American Silver Eagle. It is so big. It is so beautiful, so bold, so brassy. Along with your guide for investing in precious metals, receive your free American Silver Eagle. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. First 100, get it. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927 8255. We're winning left and right in the United States Supreme Court. I want to get an article for you, and then I want to read a letter that just came from a friend of mine. Brilliant, brilliant friend. I wonder if they're the same thing. Let's see. So, Representative King, I assume that's Steve King, says the Supreme Court just laid the foundation for the border wall. And I'll bet it's the same thing my friend just sent me. Supreme Court has delivered two major victories to President Trump. The first victory is Trump versus Hawaii. It validates the president's broad authority to restrict entry of specified foreign nationals into the U.S. when the president finds such entry is detrimental to the interests of the United States. What does that mean? It means, as I've argued, President Trump's travel ban limiting immigration from Iran, Iraq, Libya, North Korea, Chad, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen is constitutional. It means that President Trump does have the authority, despite the open border howls of liberals and illegal aliens, to secure our citizens against threats posed by foreign nationals from dysfunctional states. It's a good ruling, one that will help President Trump keep this nation safe, secure, and protected. But Trump versus Hawaii is a decision with a less obvious meaning. The Supreme Court has just laid the foundation for the border wall that the president and I want to build along the U.S.-Mexico border. It provides a roadmap to build the wall. At issue before the Supreme Court was the scope of U.S. 8 U.S. 1182 federal, a federal law which delegates broad authority over immigration policy by the president. Whenever the president finds the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the U.S. would be detrimental to the interests of the U.S., he may by proclamation for such a period as he shall deem necessary suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens. The meaning of the statute is clear. Supreme Court correctly interpreted it. As Chief Justice Roberts writes, it's a statute that grants the president sweeping authority to decide whether to suspend entry, whose entry to suspend, and for how long. So it is settled law. The president can deny foreign nationals entry into the country. He should immediately issue a presidential proclamation suspending the entry of foreign nationals from Mexico, Caribbean, Central, and South American countries until such time as he finds the detrimental effects of illegal immigration from these regions have been curtailed and our border is secure. These areas are home to the violent, dysfunctional countries that export the vast majority of illegal immigrants to the United States. So in supporting the ruling, the Supreme Court cited two historical examples. The first of these, Sale versus Haitian Centers Council, is a 1993 ruling cited by Trump versus Hawaii as a standing for the proposition the president could establish a naval blockade to prevent illegal migrants from entering the United States. The second citation was to a valid presidential proclamation issued in 86 by President Reagan to suspend entry as immigrants by almost all Cuban nationals to apply pressure on the Cuban government. Put these two historical actions together, what do you get? A proclamation that not only restricts the movement of illegal aliens into the United States, but also serves as a means of convincing a foreign government to take measures to deal with a policy matter that is detrimentally affecting our country. In other words, it can be summed up as a constitutional validation of Trump's promise to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. And so that's exactly as Congressman Steve King, who wrote it, I was right, from Iowa's 4th Congressional District, and my friend Ron sent me a note and said, Wayne, today's Supreme Court ruling for Trump's travel ban opens the door for some interesting next steps. Would love to hear from your views on my scenario. Extend the ban to Mexico and possibly other Central American nations. Totally avoid any Muslim targeting accusations. Ban is for national security in light of known facts forcing the vast majority of our illegal drugs come through our southern border. Also, influx of gang members, another non-Muslim security factor. Force those nations of origin to document needed vetting info on all incoming people. This would cure the mass migration issue for a while. We cripple Mexico's tourism-based economy, which is just about all they have going for them now in their financially crippled national economy. Forces a break in the current rhetoric regarding all these poor wannabe immigrants. Control the influx of drugs and unwelcome visitors for a bit while demonstrating how badly these Latin nations need us more than we need them. And then lift the ban as Mexico government cries for relief. We have them pay for the wall. And they build it to our specs as a condition of the ban being lifted. Also, conditional lifting based on new criteria we write for all incoming immigrant persons. A real Trump coup. What do you think, Ron? There you go. So I don't know if Ron saw Steve King's article because they say the exact same thing almost word for word. But I do that all the time. I come up with what I think are brilliant ideas and then 10 other conservatives have it on the same day. So it's possible two brilliant minds thought alike, or it's possible they thought kind of alike. But I think it's a great idea. Great idea. And another judge did something great today. Judge tosses bogus global warming lawsuits against big oil. On Monday, U.S. District Judge William Alsup released a detailed 16-page ruling that ends a years-long effort by liberal mayors in Oakland and San Francisco to sue big oil companies, including Bay Area Chevron. They sought money from oil companies to pay for a sea-level rise that is yet to materialize but is on the way, according to the model cited in the litigation. Can you imagine? That's amazing. The central tenet of the lawsuits brought against the oil companies is the belief that, like tobacco companies, oil companies create a public hazard by continuing the production of fossil fuels. Judge Alsup noted the cities of Oakland and San Francisco have inarguably benefited from the production of fossil fuels. Although remarks to this effect were made by the judge, the final decision did not attempt to tabulate the grand total of all costs and benefits. He should have. What I would have done is said, throw out your lawsuit, and all of you that sued, all you cities, Oakland and San Francisco, you owe $1 trillion to big oil. Because of all the wonderful things that have happened over the years, and you are now going to learn to enjoy them, or you're going to lose everything you've got. So another great ruling. Fantastic. And then how about this one? The Saudis, Egypt, Jordan, UAE support Jared Kushner and Trump's Palestinian-Israel peace plan. First of all, I didn't get a chance. I said it for like a quick second yesterday. Chris was whispering in my ear, my board op, that at the very moment I was talking about other stuff yesterday, there was basically protests and rioting in Iran, in the streets of Tehran, Iran. And in the streets of Tehran, they had signs that said, what were the signs? Was it death to Palestine? Not death to Israel. Not death to Jerusalem, not death to Tel Aviv, not death to Jews, death to Palestine on the streets of Tehran, Iran. All of this because Trump killed the Iran deal and they're starving over there. And they realize they're going nowhere. They're realizing when Trump's reelected, it'll be like 6.5 more years of disaster in Iran and they're all going to starve to death. So Trump's going to bring them to their knees and they're going to overthrow the government. We're going to have peace in Iran and we're going to have peace in the Middle East. And meanwhile, Jared Kushner and Trump are going to go down as the greatest peacemakers in the history of the world to put together a Palestinian-Israeli peace plan. Saudis, Egypt, Jordan, and UAE going along with it. Do you have any idea what this means? Four major Middle East powers support President Trump's deal-of-the-century peace plan for Israel and the Palestinians. You know, liberals make fun of people like me and Donald Trump. I'm a salesman, and I'm a businessman, and I'm a pitchman. That's what I am. I signed a new deal today to be a pitchman for a major company. Major company. Major, major company. Wainwright's a new pitchman for them. I'm their national spokesman. Maybe you could call me global spokesman. And that's what Donald Trump is. Yeah, he sells stuff, and some of the things go bad. Not everything you sell is good. Not everything you sell sells. But if you hit on 2 out of 10 and 8 fail, you're a big winner. I always joke in all my national, business seminars, I say, what do you call a guy that opens 8 restaurants and 7 of them fail? Millionaire. You only need one. Doesn't matter if the other 7 fail. You need one. What if one's a big hit? You're rich for the rest of your life. Who cares about the other 7? That's the philosophy of Wayne Root and Donald Trump. I'm a salesman. I'm not embarrassed by being a salesman. I'm a salesman and pitch man. You know what I do all day? I do 4 things all day. I pitch, 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 and pitch. You know what most liberals do? They bitch, 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 and bitch. I pitch. I don't bitch. I just sell, 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 baby. And so Donald Trump, the salesman, people, liberals think sales are low class and salesmen are low class. And so they can't believe a salesman became president of the United States. Do you have any idea what he just proved? He's proving with North Korea and with China trade, he's winning the China trade deal, trade war. And with this peace proposal, Trump's Palestine-Israeli peace plan, he's proving that what we always needed all along was a salesman. We didn't need a diplomat. We didn't need a politician. We didn't need a genteel government bureaucrat. None of them have ever done business in the real world. None of those groups have ever done business. A diplomat, a politician, or a government bureaucrat, none of them have ever done a business deal in their lives. They don't know how to negotiate. Donald Trump is bringing the world together. He's bringing down the Iranian regime. He's winning negotiation with China. He won already with Lil' Kim. The question is, can we keep his feet to the fire and hold him to it? And he's going to win the peace proposal that brings Israel and Palestine together. My God, he's guaranteed himself the Nobel Peace Prize. If that happens, I think he guaranteed it just with North Korea. But if he gets Israel and Palestine together, I mean, he's the greatest president in the history of the world, not the history of America. Every president in history has tried. No one ever could because they're all lousy negotiators and they never take the side of Israel. They always try to be even-handed. Trump walks in with a gun and he says, guess what, you morons? I'm on Israel's side. Do the deal or I blow your brains out. And the other side says, oh, okay, let's do the deal. Up till now, it was always they had the gun in their hand and they held it to Israel's head and our head and they screamed out, we'll kill you all! We're crazy Muslims! We'll kill you all! And Trump's the only one crazier than they are and the only one crazier than Lil' Kim. And so they all scream, we'll kill you all. Trump looks at them and says, no, I got the bigger gun. I'll kill you. And we win. Victory!
Dear Diary, today I had 2 more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good. People have also started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. Attack.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if you're listening to this show and you want to watch me on national TV, you can always watch me on Channel 349. DirecTV at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific each day, or Channel 216 Dish TV at the same time each day, or many other devices, Roku and Amazon TV, and I think it's Google TV and Apple TV and blah, 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 blah. Roku TV, Newsmax TV, stream live on YouTube every day. Stream live. Stream live at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Just go to YouTube and watch me stream live on your computer. So there's lots of ways to watch me, but on cable... we're all over the East Coast, but not very big on the West Coast, and not in Vegas, as example, Cox Cable. So if you are anywhere in the United States, including Vegas, and you want to watch me on cable TV, you've got to call this number, 844-500-6397, 844, toll-free, 500-6397. You'll be connected to Newsmax TV. You give me your zip code, and they will connect you for free directly to the cable operator, cable system that you use in wherever you are living, wherever you watch TV. And you tell them, I want Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root. Or I'm going to cancel you for DirecTV or Dish TV. And they will listen. Enough people call, they will listen. So if you want to know where to call Cox Cable in Vegas, as an example, just call Newsmax toll-free 844-500-6397. Let them know you live in Vegas and you have Cox Cable, and they'll connect you. And anywhere else in the country as well. So you can watch me on TV instead of just listening. All right, we've got our guest here, Laura Loomer. She's been on the show many, many times. She is a fantastic investigative reporter, and she loves confronting people, and she confronted Mad Maxine Waters yesterday, and it was absolutely hilarious. In a press conference, she went after Maxine and really got her goat, And so, was it really got her goat? I don't know. I don't even know what that is. Which one is it, Laura? Did you get her goat or you got her goat? I don't know. What's the right word there?
Goat, I think. But it wasn't even a press conference. I just confronted her. I found her office and I was waiting for her.
But there was some sort of, it said after her online press conference. So you were there after her press conference.
After.
But nonetheless, she had one online. And then you grabbed her, like, coming out of her office?
Yeah. No, so what happened was, there was a 6:30 vote on Capitol Hill, and all of the congressmen, of course, were scheduled to go vote on numerous different bills. And so I knew that she would probably be leaving her office at 6:30, and so I waited outside of her office, and that's when she came walking out of her office around 6:45 or so on her way to the vote, and I confronted her.
And so she must have been shocked, because no one ever confronts liberals. They only confront conservatives. And did she, first of all, have a shocked look on her face or disoriented?
Well, yeah, as you can see, I mean, she just couldn't believe it. She just kind of had that standard Maxine Waters look on her face where her eyes just pop out of her head and her mouth is wide open and she's kind of looking up at the sky because she didn't expect a conservative, let alone a Trump supporter, to confront her the same way that she was calling for her supporters to confront Trump officials or Trump supporters, right? But I did it in a very respectful way. I was very polite. I didn't use violence. I didn't use foul language. But if you look at Maxine Waters and her comments, she recently called for, you know, full-blown incitement of violence against Trump supporters and Trump administration officials. And she called for them to be harassed at gas stations, at department stores, at restaurants, wherever, right? She doesn't think that Trump supporters have a right to use the same bathroom as a liberal. She doesn't think that Trump supporters have the right to eat at the same restaurant as Democrats. She really wants to return to an era of Jim Crow laws, but apply it to conservatives instead of black people.
Right. Isn't that amazing? You can't be prejudiced against black people, and we all agree that's good. You don't want people to be prejudiced against black people or any other color. But liberals think there's no problem being racist and prejudiced against conservatives. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen. What's the difference between saying, I hate gays, I hate blacks, I hate Hispanics, or I hate Republicans, and I'm going to ban them from my restaurant or make them sit in the back of the bus, or I'm going to ban them from my bathroom or my water fountain. What's the difference?
No, exactly. It's the same exact thing. And I just think it's, you know, if you think about, you know, how we've progressed as a society in this country, I mean, her language is honestly reminiscent of 1950s, 1960s, civil rights era, when you had separate water fountains and separate entrances to restaurants for black people, like black donors.
Well, tell us quickly. We're actually running out of time. These things go so fast. So you confront her, and what did you say exactly?
I said, Maxine, where can a conservative eat in D.C.? Where can I get a bite to eat? Do conservatives need to sit at the back of the bus? And she couldn't answer my question. I wanted to know.
So what did she do then?
What are we supposed to do?
What did she do?
She ran in. She ran into the elevator and she ran away from me. And she basically refused to answer. And she kept telling me to meet with her in her office. But we both know that's not going to happen.
Liberals don't like it when the shoe's on the other foot. You are a ballsy girl. I like you, Mark. You're okay, man.
Thank you.
Ballsy. I like it. Where can people find you quickly? Where do they find you?
On Twitter at Laura Loomer and my website lauraloomer.us.
All right, lauraloomer.us. Thank you, Laura. She is a ballsy investigative journalist and raconteur from the conservative side, and we think that's great. At Laura Loomer at Twitter. Great place to find her. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Thank you, Laura Loomer. We'll be right back. Let's go to war.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Representative Maxine Waters has been in the news because she's calling for protests of Trump administration officials, and both parties are coming out and speaking on this, including Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who says enough is enough.
I think it's inappropriate for any of us to condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We'll be right back.
more now. The Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Synergenics is the founder of this segment of the show. Great stuff. You know, I challenged Donnie Deutsch, the MSNBC personality, former CNBC host, famous guy, all-around guy, always in the Page Six in the New York Post, very famous guy in New York, friends with all the biggest celebrities. And that's because he's a little spoiled brat. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, who started with nothing. And the day he woke up, what do they say? He woke up on third base and thought he hit a triple. He's a guy whose father was worth $500 million with the biggest Madison Avenue advertising firm for the day he was born. And his father retired and handed him the $500 million company. Now it's worth $1 billion and he thinks he's smart. No one ever handed me a dollar. My dad owned a butcher store with two blocks where you cut the meat. That was my dad's legacy to me. This guy inherited a $500 million Madison Avenue ad firm. And he's challenged Trump to a fight on the streets of New York. And he's told every liberal they should harass conservatives and call them Nazis. And, you know, we're the same size, the exact same age, the exact same height, the exact same weight, and we're both Jewish and both went to Ivy League schools. And so he can't say it's not a fair fight. I want to kick Donnie Deutsch's ass all over a ring in Las Vegas. A night of liberals versus conservatives. The question is, can I get any liberals to fight? And now I'm not talking about the average idiot out there. I'm talking about high-profile politicians and media figures. And I want to take the main event against Donnie Deutsch, and my backup is Jimmy Kimmel from Las Vegas, also similar height and weight. And I would kick Jimmy Kimmel's ass all over the ring. And that's why I've gotten to Synergenics, to get in the best shape of my life. So they've changed my diet, not just fine-tuned it. I mean radically changed. I eat nothing but protein all day long. I'm like a freaking caveman. What do you eat for breakfast? Meat. What do you eat for dessert? Meat. What do you eat for lunch? Meat. What do you eat for dinner? Meat. And they changed my diet. They changed my vitamins. They changed my exercise routine. I'm working out like an animal. And they put me on hormonal therapy as well. So I'm ready to take on the world. I'm like King Kong now. Wayne Root is King Kong. And they call me Super Jew. And I'm going to take on Donnie Deutsch or whoever is the comer that will take me up on my offer. But you can't get any liberals to take you up because they're all a bunch of wussies. So we'll see. I'm hoping to get not just one to take me on, but a bunch of politicians and high-profile celebs to fight right against left for an entire night, a fight night in Las Vegas, with half the crowd being conservative, half liberal. We'll all want to kill each other. They'll need gun detectors coming into the event. Liberals will be screaming, you're all Nazis, and we'll scream back, you're all communists. Be a great night. A lot of fun. And so hopefully Donnie takes me up on it, and we'll have this night, but we'll see. But Synergenics has done wonders for me. I've lost about 5 pounds in a month, and I've gained about 10 pounds of muscle, and I'm going to look like Popeye when 3 months are up. These guys are amazing. Call 888-YOUNGER for your own unlimited consultations, your own detailed plan for healthy aging, turn back the clock for your own elite training, your own free, no-obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. Anywhere you are in the United States, they've got 20 clinics all over the United States, and their main ones in Las Vegas, where most people fly in and have all their exams and all their, you know, all their stuff done, in blood tests, everything is done in Vegas. For a lot of people, they turn into a 3 or 4 day weekend vacation. But they have 20 clinics all over the United States, and I think another couple in Latin America. 888-YOUNGER. Everybody wants to be younger, not older. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, toll free, or register at Synergenics.com. Synergenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synergenics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and thank them for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guest here. He is on the line. Yes, Chris, we got him? Oh, good. Okay. Always let me know, because I don't even know when I'm coming out of the break. I'm always confused where the hell I am.
I'm here.
I'm so intense. I never know what time it is, James. I never know. It's James Hurston time. That's what time
it
is.
I love this idea. Now, is this going to be boxing rules or ultimate fighting rules?
Well, you know, the problem is I'd like it to be boxing because, you know, I've just had lots of street fights. I know nothing about MMA, and I've never been in a boxing ring. It's got to be two guys who have the same level, which is no training, but we get 2 weeks of training heading into the event, or maybe we'll all agree on a month of training heading into the event. We'll both be assigned a top boxing trainer or MMA trainer, whatever it may be. But, you know, Brent Jones wants to sponsor here in Vegas, and he's a local Republican politician. He just ran for lieutenant governor, sadly lost, but a great guy. And he puts on MMA events. He's got real water, and he's got real MMA. And he puts on MMA events, and he always is kind enough to sit me in the front row and brings me up into the ring and introduces me to the crowd, and we always have fun. And so he wants to be the one who sponsors it.
And it could be a pay-per-view fight with the proceeds going to the 2020 reelect Donald Trump fund. And it would be great.
You know what I really want to do is...
But he'll never accept it.
Yeah, they'll never accept it. They're all a bunch of wussies. I can't say the real world on, real word on national radio, but let's just say they're wussies. And I would like to say, winner take all. And if I win, I donate it all to, say, Wounded Warriors. And if you win, you can give it to whatever socialist commie organization you guys want. You know, so you'd really be fighting for something because the winners get to give the money to their charity and the losers don't get to give the money for their charity. I fight awful hard for veterans and military. That's, you know, I'd be in there giving my blood to make it work so I could give the money to my charity of choice and not to theirs. So I think it'll be really cool.
There was a celebrity match like this years ago when Geraldo Rivera and Frank Stallone actually fought in a match.
And what happened?
And I believe it was Frank Stallone won, if I remember correctly. It didn't last long. And Frank Stallone, and Geraldo had been working out in boxing gyms and kind of bragging about it, but it didn't have a political overlay like this one does. And I think what you're trying to do is just show the left how crazy that they're being. I mean, this is the idea that Donnie Deutsch would be out there challenging the president of the United States to a street fight. It just shows how low leftist rhetoric and conduct has sunk. It's, you know, it's not something, I mean, if someone would have told us that the Homeland Security Secretary, the White House press secretary, and the Attorney General of Florida in the same week would be criminally assaulted by leftists, having their meals interrupted, having a movie interrupted. In the case of Pam Bondi, we're talking about Kristen Nielsen, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Pam Bondi. This is, but, you know, in the ultimate end of this, they're all playing into the hands of Republicans in the midterms and in the president's reelection effort. And that's why, you know, Schumer and Pelosi and some establishment Democrats are trying to get people to back off, but they've lost control of their party.
Yeah, no, they're panicking. They're panicking. They're dead in the water. They've killed themselves. No normal American will condone this stuff. You know, can you imagine? I just want you to imagine, dream with me, as John Lennon would say, James Hurston, dream with me. If I was a white Republican restaurant owner and I refused to seat or refused to serve and demanded they leave the restaurant, a black Democratic leader. Can you imagine?
Susan Rice, Michelle Obama. There is no way you would survive the assault.
Right.
You would be so, you know, I mean, the ACLU would come after you. Every left
governments would come after me. You know, the same governments that fine the bakers $100,000 for not wanting to make a cake for a gay guy. If I kicked out a black Democrat, oh my God, oh my God. Now, how about
you know
this
what?
One? Now,
even if it were Nancy Pelosi that got kicked out of a restaurant,
same thing.
The reaction
they'll come after
would be completely different because of the leftists in the mainstream media and the panels on CNN and MSNBC would be verbally assaulting you, the owner, and you would never be able to stay in business.
No, and think about, let me give you one more to think about. Obama did, in fact, come after me personally. He sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me, wipe me off the face of the earth. It cost me thousands in legal fees, thousands in accounting fees, and hundreds of sleepless nights over a three-year period. And even though he did that to me, can you imagine, and so I'd be justified in being angry. Can you imagine if I actually said publicly, I want to take his daughters and put him in a cage with pedophiles? Can you imagine what would become of me in the media and civil rights groups and NAACP groups and Oh, my God, if anyone ever dared say that about the children of Barack Obama, the way that Peter Fonda said it about the child, Barron Trump, of Donald Trump, a little innocent 12-year-old boy who must have heard from his classmates that they want to put you in a cage and have you raped by pedophiles. He must be terrified that he doesn't know if someone might get through the Secret Service. That poor little boy, you know? It's just terrible. Can you imagine if I said that about Obama's kids?
You know, the one thing you could say is that, first of all, you have to say Peter Fonda is abnormal. You can't conceive of a statement like that unless you're sick, perverted. But second of all, I was greatly gratified that the Secret Service intervened, that it was at the First Lady's request, and scared him.
Did they go visit him? Was he actually visited?
I don't know whether they visited him, but they contacted him. He pulled down his tweet. He apologized. And the whole thing may be a stunt on his part because he's really a has-been. He doesn't get any work, and he has a movie coming out. And he shouldn't have a movie coming out because what he did is far worse than what Roseanne Barr did. And Sony Pictures should have killed his movie.
Yeah, they should have. By the way, it just came out. Crooked Hillary said today, the Trump presidency is a consequence of white supremacy. Oh, my God. You are out of your... You're nuts, lady. You're absolutely nuts. Out of your mind. White supremacy. You moron. How about I'm a small businessman that was strangled, suffocated, and held underwater, drowned by Obama's regulations, taxes, and Obamacare, and I just wanted a new president to help my business make a comeback, and it's worked. Thank you, Donald Trump, MAGA. White supremacy. Call it capitalism, you bozo. Wayne Allyn-Root, Warnow, will be right back. More with James Hurston. His website, by the way, jamesherson.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Liberty Health Share. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance completely unaffordable, covers very little, even if you can afford it. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Do it today. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Stop letting governments and insurance companies dictate to you. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share and take back control of your health care. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time and nobody can penalize you. 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. Call Liberty, and so am I, by the way. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-TOLL-FREE, 58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, so let's talk to our great guest, James Herson, about his column, Seth Rogen Spreading Hate is No Surprise. Tell us about that column. Why is it no surprise that Seth Rogen is a bad guy?
Well, Seth Rogen is a guy who's attacked Christians in movies. He tried to get Costco to ban Dinesh D'Souza's book. He's been like acknowledged, as a matter of fact, himself in a tweet that he's a left-wing guy. But the other thing is, he got invited to a Republican gathering that Mitt Romney had. You know, he has these gatherings, they're kind of think tank things. They're typically establishment affairs, and a lot of Never Trumpers go. But Seth Rogen agreed to go and speak, and a couple of young people came up to him, and the young people said, "Hey, my dad is a fan of yours." Two young guys, teens, and would you meet him? And he looks out and he sees Paul Ryan approaching him, who is apparently a fan of Seth Rogen. So
So Paul Ryan is the father of these kids, or he isn't the father of these kids?
He's the father of the two boys. Yes, he is.
Okay.
What Rogan did, though, is reject Paul Ryan, reject the request to take a photo with him and the kids in front of the kids. He rejected them. And then he goes and brags and tells this story on Stephen Colbert's show in front of a, you know, a Trump-hating audience, which cheers him. And what he did when he was with Paul Ryan is bawl out Paul Ryan for the terrible policies that the U.S. government has. And, of course, Rogan is bringing up the favorite topic to bring up, the, you know, the kids, the treatment of children on the border. Meanwhile, he's harming the psyche of these children of Paul Ryan in front of Paul Ryan. So it, to me, what it was is Seth Rogan was embarrassed that people knew he was at a gathering with Republicans. And in a Hollywood world, that's something that can harm your social life, maybe even your career. So he had to go on Colbert and brag about how he dissed Paul Ryan. And remember, you know, when you're talking about the Colbert crowd, they don't distinguish between establishment GOP or Trump-supporting GOP.
Right. They don't even know
Paul
the difference.
Ryan
right.
is part of the same evil opposition. And so Rogan did that. But it was really shocking to see the Colbert audience cheer as Rogan is bragging about mistreating kids. And this is a guy who apparently just has no sense of his own brand, because he's harming his brand. Get this, Wayne. Seth Rogen, who's known for making these raunchy teenage comedies, and he's known for a spokesperson for the legalization of marijuana. He's known for being an acknowledged marijuana user. That's all fine. But now he wants to be a serious actor, and he's just taken a role that where he's going to play Walter Cronkite, the most trusted man in America, played by Seth Rogen for real in a film that's financed and being produced, and it's called Newsflash. It's about the day JFK was assassinated. We need another one of those movies, you know. But this is going to help Seth Rogen in any way. If he, I think he's damaging his brand, and I don't see him really succeeding as a dramatic actor anyway.
Right, and by the way, being that you're always the guy who brings us news from Hollywood, I wanted to bring this news to you. Trevor Noah, I didn't see this on your list, so maybe you don't know about it, or do you know what Trevor Noah said, I guess, today in his monologue? I guess he was filming today, or maybe he just did it in an interview. But he,
in the way he said it was in much stronger.
Yeah, yeah, well, of course, right. He's got his own, I've seen his movies, yeah.
Show. But it, again, who is Trevor Noah playing to? Who is
right.
his audience?
His crowd on Comedy Central, which is, you know, under the age of 25, extremely liberal, think they're intellectual, go to Harvard, and in the real world will never make as much money as me in the real world because they're morons. They're book smart.
But apparently the terrorist group Antifa is bigger than we thought.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's a disgusting thing to say. Again, apply that if I said that about one of Obama's employees or Obama's wife. You're lucky I didn't put you commie. I mean, you're disgusting. Just a terrible thing that I could never say. I'm not capable of saying it. These people have no shame. James Herson, wonderful guy, brings us all the Hollywood news every Tuesday at this time. JamesHerson.com is his website, New York Times bestselling author. Look him up at Amazon, get his books. JamesHerson.com. Thank you, James. Wayne Allyn-Root, worn out, USA Radio. Gonna go dance on Newsmax TV, getting in my suit, ready to go. See you in a minute.
All right.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Help you.